Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
The Grammy Award nominations are out, with three of 2019's breakout stars racking up the most noms. Lizzo is definitely... because she received a pack-leading 8 nominations and tweeted, "This has been an incredible year for music and I'm just so thankful to even be part of it. We are all winners. I love you. Let's have a wonderful, blessed day." Both Lil Nas X and Billie Eilish got 6 nods each, with all three of them receiving nominations for Record of the Year, Album of the Year and Best New Artist. Taylor Swift, though, she got the biggest snub, with her album Lover shut out of Album of the Year, although it is up for Best Pop Vocal. And the title track Lover is also up for Song of the Year, and Tay's other single, You Need to Calm Down, is up for Best Pop Solo Performance.
Closer to home, Aussie's Baz Luhrmann is up for a Grammy for Best Musical Album with his stage version of Moulin Rouge, while Aussie DJ Flume and Sydney's alternative dance group Rufus Du Sol are also up against each other for Best Dance / Electronic Album. The 2020 Grammy Awards will be hosted once again by Alicia Keys and will air from LA's Staples Centre on January 26 on Fox.
Irish rock band U2 delayed their flight to personally thank more than 100 firefighters for all their bravery as they travelled to fight the blazes ravaging in New South Wales. The band, who were en route to Adelaide, they greeted the Country Fire Authority firefighters on the tarmac of Melbourne Airport on Tuesday, and they personally thanked them all, had chats, photos and all sorts of stuff, and then posted their praise for the firefighters to Twitter.
Amazing. A prequel series to the classic film Chinatown is in early development at Netflix. Variety has confirmed with sources that director David Fincher and Robert Towne, the film's writer, are attached to pen the script. It will reportedly focus on the exploits of a young Jake JJ, who was played by Jack Nicholson in the 1974 film noir flick. Fincher will also direct the series.
And a second trailer for Cats, the highly anticipated movie dropping in cinemas December 20th, has just been released. Check out the sneak peek. Still has fans a bit confused, though.
It's party time!
The most deserving cat will be reborn into another life, so they can be who they've always dreamed of being.
What's your name?
Cat got your tongue?
Here we go!
Don't mess with the crazy cat lady.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.